Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio on location. My host, Jelaine Fenner, is sitting right next to me.
Hi, folks.
And I'm Tom Majeure. We are at the Michigan Conference Camp Meeting at Cedar Lake. A camp meeting is a religious convocation of a religious Bible learning and spiritual renewal.
And practical things. I mean, they have chainsaw training.
Ministry.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of things here.
And just gardening tips, yes. And a variety of things of health and others. Yes. And a few thousand people gather during the week. And then on the weekend, twice as many people, usually on Saturday. The Saturdays, there's about double the amount of people. It's a nine-day meeting held in mid-June. And there's many speakers, ministry leaders, experts on spiritual issues, like you said, health and family, ministry issues, how to share Jesus better. And Strong Tower Radio likes to catch up because there's this synergy, this wonderful mass. We usually record about 13 programs or more.
Well, like our guest that we're going to be interviewing right now, we probably wouldn't get her to come to our studio unless she was here at the camp meeting. That's where we can get her.
So we rendezvous at this location, and it is the first lady of It Is Written, Melissa Bradshaw, but she has name to herself, and she has a ministry which is My Place with Jesus. Welcome to Strong Tower.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
We still have your My Place with Jesus Bible in our studio, and we always know where the Bible is because it has such a beautiful, friendly cover on it.
That is a favorite of many people, not just kids, but also adults. We've had back when they had the fires in Paradise, we had a 95-year-old lady and said that in the fires, she lost her My Place with Jesus Bible, and that was her favorite Bible. And so she called to order another one. So it's not just for kids.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. So while we're talking about that, if somebody wanted to find out more about that Bible, they go to your website?
The best place to go, it would be itiswritten.shop. And they could look for in the Bible section or the children's section and look for the My Place with Jesus Bible.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really fun Bible. It's one that kids can start with at an early age because, and that would be 4, maybe even 5, even though they can't read, they can carry it to church. There's sections of pictures that are throughout the Bible that they can look at and the parents can tell them about it. And then as they grow, there are 21 Bible studies in the back. And there's maps and there's a trifold of a Bible line. So it's a really cool Bible that they can grow with.
I think I'd like to look at it more. I know I remember when we got it, I kind of just flipped through it, but I don't remember all that stuff you just said.
There's a lot of secrets in it.
And those pictures are so important. Some of my favorite Bibles in our family were sometimes these large family Bibles that in the center they had a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you read before you read.
Right.
Well, why don't we have a word of prayer before we get talking more about what Melissa does? Dear Heavenly Father, we always come to you thanking you that you love us so much and you forgive us so much. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, we are so thankful that you have blessed each one of us. And we know by the signs of times you're coming back soon. And we want to know more about you and your word. And we're thankful for the ministry that Melissa has, especially reaching out to young people. And as she said, a 95-year-old loved that Bible. So we just pray, Lord, that you would bless our listeners, that if they have questions, they would be able to go to the It Is Written website to learn more. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Melissa, there's a number of resources that you've been working on, and we're going to talk about this during this program. How long is the My Place with Jesus Bible been? When was it first published?
The Bible was first published? Let me see. Oh, that's probably been about, I forget. Maybe 7 years.
Okay. So you were instrumental in developing that.
Yes, yes. No, I did the, wrote the Bible studies. We have Bible studies that we did for children. We wanted to do a Bible for kids. And so sticking those Bible studies in the back of those, we tossed it around and, you know, back and forth trying to figure if that was the best. We did. We finally ended up putting those in there. And it has been a treasure. Kids have come up to me and said, they see me carry my Bible to church. I have that Bible and I really like it. So it's always encouraging to hear mothers tell me, oh, I went by my son's room and he had fallen asleep. The light was still on and his Bible was there. He was fell asleep reading the Bible. And so that's always encouraging.
Yes.
Boy, every Christian parent would like to see that.
Yes.
But My Place with Jesus, it was part of it, is written even before you came.
Yes, yes. It's been around about 20 plus years. And so when my husband and I came to It Is Written, I just kind of assumed the role to carry on My Place with Jesus. It was a website-based ministry, and so I just kind of took it away from the website-based and just created resources that parents and teachers and grandparents could get back to the basics with their kids.
Especially like homeschool
yes.
kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And were the Bible studies, did they exist and you did something with them, or did you create the Bible studies?
So I wrote the Bible studies. There's 21 Bible studies, and they cover just all the general beliefs of the Bible. And we have 21 of those. And I've written another program, a VBS, and part of that program, so to accommodate for the early learners, those who can't read and write, because you have a preschool segment of Vacation Bible School, I took those Bible studies and simplified them into early learner Bible guides. So there's 5 there that are already ready, and I have gone through and written the rest, the 16, and so we're in the process of getting those formulated, edited, you know, and everything.
So they're going to use those especially for Vacation Bible School?
No. Well, for our Vacation Bible School, they use that in the Bible section. But I wanted to do this years ago, so the Vacation Bible School kind of forced me into it. When a parent or a family is going through the Bible studies with their 7 to 12 year old or 6 to 12 year old children, they may have children who are younger. And so what do they have? You know, they can't read and write. So now there is a Bible study, or will be the rest of the Bible studies, that a family of various ages of children can study the Bible, because the little ones will have their Bible study and the older ones will have theirs as well.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like a multi-grade classroom.
Yes, it has been used in Bible class or Bible curriculum for homeschoolers, after school programs, the Bible studies. I have a lady in a local school. She uses the My Place with Jesus Bible School Bible studies after school. She has, I think it's third graders that she has signed up for that, and kids look forward to, when they're in third grade, to be able to go through this program. So that she takes them all the way through the Bible studies, and there are baptisms. Children give their heart to Jesus.
Amen.
And so yeah, it's used in all kinds of venues.
You know, in one of the seminars we're having here at camp meeting, we talked about the family altar, and to some people that may be a new term, but it's basically, it's a spiritual time of family worship and education of the children corporately. There's times where you have one-on-one with your children, but almost by definition, unless you've got twins, triplets, or what, you've got multi-levels, ages, and development stages. So families would be blessed to have these parallel Bible studies for the different ages.
Yes. I have something else that would go for the family worship sector.
Okay. Tell us about it.
That's called Journey Through the Bible.
Okay.
And, you know, the Bible, the devil doesn't want Christians or anyone to read the Bible. Yeah. He doesn't want them to pray. So he's going to want to keep them as far away from that as possible. So we as Christians want to get our kids into reading the Bible.
Yes.
And so I developed Journey Through the Bible, which is a simple Bible reading plan. I've broken it down into, okay, so you have a year. So I start in Genesis 1, and in a year, we go through the Bible. There's 30 Bible readings per month, and each day is about 5 verses. So I want children who can read just to wake up in the morning, read those five verses, have a prayer, connect with God, and then before they start their day. Now, if you've got a family who have younger children who cannot read, this is a perfect thing that they can do for family worship. You have prayer, you sing a song, you read the five verses, and you explain it or talk about it with your kids. You sing a song, you have prayer, and you've had family worship. And so you've got it all outlined for you. You don't have to think, you just print it, print the outline off from myplacewithjesus.com, go to the little journey through the Bible, select the journey that you want to go through. There's about 5 years up there already. And you go through in a month and you read each one, go through the 30 days. And the joy of it for kids is when they're finished reading those 30 days, they send it in either through the mail or electronically, and I send them a sticker. So they get to collect stickers. And what child doesn't like to get something in the mail with their name on it? So it's just kind of an incentive to get them excited about reading the Bible.
So the older children could actually do the reading for the younger children.
Yes, they can do the reading for the younger children, or you can use it as a family, or they can use it as their individual personal devotion time.
You mentioned 5 years. I didn't quite catch.
Yeah, so I started in Genesis, and by the time, and there's 12 months to the year, so it's like Genesis to Ruth or something, and so I've got five of those. So there's plenty of reading to do. And
so does that mean you've done the whole Bible or not yet?
I have. I've done the whole Bible. Actually, I have not done Revelation, because in the lineup of verses and chapters and books, it kind of got squeezed out. So I do need to go back and do one for Revelation.
Okay, but so, all the rest of the books of the Bible?
Yes, all the rest of the books of the Bible. And I have skipped around, because in Leviticus there's not a lot of stuff that's going to be child friendly. So I want the kids to get excited. I don't want them to get bogged down. I know that as adults, sometimes when we go to read the Bible, the wheels start falling off around Leviticus or stuff. So they are verses and chapters in the Bible that are encouraging. There's exciting stories that they can read about the Bible and see God's love and God's miracles. And so it's a really fun journey. And that is another thing that not just children have enjoyed. I've had adults read through that. And I ask them, do you want me to send you the sticker? And they do. So they even want to collect the stickers. So we're all children.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit about, you have adult Bible studies through It Is Written, and sometimes churches will have other Bible study series, sometimes called evangelism series, but there isn't always, or many times there isn't a curriculum for children, and you've stepped up for that gap, and this could go with, even if it isn't It Is Written series, it could be used. But it probably works even better because the curriculum might be more closely matched between what the adults are studying,
correct,
the parents are studying, and what the children. Could you flesh that out a little bit more?
Yeah, we at It Is Written hold Bible study seminars, you know, once a year, maybe twice a year, and other churches do the same, just bringing your members to the church to study through the Bible. And when you're studying things like baptism or health or other topics, sometimes parents can't come to those Bible study series because they've got kids. And what do I do with the kids? The kids don't want to sit and listen to the adults talking. So I did put together, I used my Bible studies, and I put together a little program called Buried Treasure. And in that program, the children go through Bible studies, learning about the Bible, about salvation, about having personal devotions, and about God's law and the importance of that. So we go through all the Bible studies, and when you said if you use the adult Bible studies that It Is Written has written, they correlate. And so it becomes a family event. So the whole family is studying the same topic, and they can pray together, and they can study together. So there are crafts, there are games that make this fun. So it's really, and scripture songs. So I have scripture songs that go with each one of the Bible lessons, so that when the child learns the Bible lesson, they have the scripture in their mind, and those are little jingles that will not escape. They're very catchy tunes and very fun tunes, learning scripture.
So this is called Buried Treasure?
Yeah, that's Buried Treasure. That's the first program that I wrote that was based on our Bible studies.
Okay, and so still can go online.
Yeah, itiswritten.shop. Look for Buried Treasure. And Buried Treasure has been used in schools, has been used in churches. I've had a family purchase it for family worship and homeschool. So it's another thing that just, it's the activities around the Bible studies that make it much more interesting for kids to learn.
Can you imagine if the adults are going through an It Is Written Bible study at a church and their kids are learning at home, and then they need to set up family worship, and you work through the children's thing, everybody's on the same page.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, I'm kind of thinking maybe I'd like to go through the kids' Bible study, because it sounds like it'd be very interesting and fun to do. And so when something's fun, it's easier to learn, especially for kids, but even adults.
Yes, no, exactly. We have had people comment on the My Place with Jesus Bible guides, saying that they have used them when they go out and just do Bible studies in their community. And they've had adults using the My Place with Jesus Bible studies because they're just basic. It doesn't get into all of the harder, you know, prophecies and stuff. So they have used it with adults, and the adults have enjoyed them. I was contacted last year about a gentleman who had no religious upbringing. And his sister-in-law shared the My Place with Jesus Bible studies with him because they're basic. And he went through all of the My Place with Jesus Bible studies and gave his heart to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he was 95 years old.
Oh, my.
So, you know, there is no age limit on the Bible. It's just, if it's simple enough for a child, we all can understand.
That's right.
The journey through the Bible and the Bible marking, are they the same or are they a little bit different?
They're different. So the journey through the Bible, you can go to myplacewithjesus.com, and there's a little treehouse ladder that you can click on, and it says Journey Through the Bible, and that will take you to your free Bible reading plans. The Bible marking stickers, when I did the Bible with all the Bible studies in the back of the Bible, what I wanted was to have a Bible that children could grow with. So at the age of 5 or 6, they can carry it to church and flip, you know, imaginarily to the Bible verses that the minister is calling out. But then as they get a little older and they can read and write, the Bible studies are in the back. So they can go through and do those Bible studies. I've got the Bible right there, the Bible study. So it's a nice, neat little package. Then I decided to make some Bible marking labels. Years ago, there were labels that it's a Bible study topic on the topic of death or on hell or whatever. And you could cut them out and put them in your, it's a chain reference.
Right.
So I look up one, the first text is going to be in the back of my Bible, and I turn to the next, the second verse, and then from there I put the label for the third one. So they're linking it through. So I created this for My Place with Jesus Bible, covering the topics that are on the Bible studies that are in the back. So that when a child has gone through and they understand these Bible topics for themselves, I want to encourage them to share what they've learned. And so if they use the Bible marking labels, it's a quick, there's 12 verses in each topic, and they can quickly do a little Bible study with 12 verses summarize it.
The Bible markings, it's like a sticker.
It is.
So they know where to go to the next verse.
Yeah, so there's a main sticker that gives you all your first Bible text for each topic. You put that in the front or back. you refer to that topic that you want to go to, and it tells you which verse to go to. When you go to that verse, at the end of that verse, you've got the next verse that goes to it. Yes. And then the very last one says end, so you know you're at the end of that Bible study.
So I can kind of imagine, you know, kids play school, and sometimes there's a teacher. Well, people can play church.
Yes.
And our Bible study evangelistic series, and one kid could teach a group of kids.
Exactly.
What a wonderful activity.
Yes, I remember playing church when I was a child. So, yes, there could be the little preacher. Jesus said, let the little children come unto me. And so we need to be training children to be Bible workers, mm-hmm. to love Jesus, and to love and telling people about Jesus. And with children, there are no barriers. They forgive. Their minds are sponges. And so if we're pouring in God's Word, either through Bible studies, either through Bible readings, through scripture songs, we're filling them with armor, you know, to face the trials that there are, mm-hmm. temptations that they encounter.
So you don't wait till they become an adult in order to learn biblical principles.
No, you don't. It starts when they're young. You just start feeding them little bits
as they can, and they'll move very quickly through this and embrace it.
Yes, they will.
That's something to think about, because right now a lot of people, well, you know, I'm going to let them decide. The problem is the devil doesn't. You didn't stop. He's busy, you know, ruining our children.
No, exactly. Aristotle said, give me a child until he is seven, and I will show you the man. So there are critical ages in forming the character and the minds of children, and it is when they are young.
So you're saying seven, or are you saying earlier?
Earlier. I mean, even the prenatal influences are powerful.
No, it's saying, give me them until they're seven.
Yes, and I'll show you the man.
Beginning
that's
at seven.
Until they're seven. Yeah.
What about the other project that you've completed for this year? It's available and on the shelf on your website is Flight 316.
Yes, that is it's a vacation Bible school. And so what we do is we take children to five different countries. Again, it's a vacation Bible school program, Flight 316. So they have passports, and at each of the stations, crafts or games or Bible or snacks, they get a stamp in their passport, and they're actually going through five of our Bible studies at the Bible station. So we have, or Bible gate, because we have gates there at the airport, and we study, the first one is about the Bible, that's our foundation. The second one we study about salvation. The third one we talk about how to have a personal devotion, personal time with Jesus. The fourth night or day, we go to talking about God's law. And this last one is heaven. And so five different countries. We go to New Zealand, where there's buried treasure.
Somebody has a vested interest.
That's
in
right.
That. Pastor John.
Yes. And so we go to talk about the Bible, buried treasure in New Zealand. Second night, we go to Rio de Janeiro, where Christ the Redeemer statue is. Yeah. And that's when we talk about salvation. We go to England on the third night when we talk about personal devotions. People go there to see the king or went there to see the queen. Well, every day we can have audience with the king of the universe when we study the Bible. Night four, we go to China and we talk about the Great Wall of China there in Beijing and talk about how the Ten Commandments are God's wall of protection around his people. And then we end it in heaven, where we go to Africa, Chobe National Park, where there's the largest concentration of animals there in Chobe National Park.
Just like it'll be in heaven.
That's right. And we talk about heaven. And it's such a fun program. We have in-flight videos that tell them about the country before they go and do their activities. And then they come back, watch another in-flight video that ties in the Bible lesson that they have learned to the country that they have visited that day.
So just think, I know it's a VBS, Vacation Bible School, but could somebody use this for a weekly thing, kind of, you know, make it go longer, you know?
Oh, yes, you could make it longer. We only cover in the Bible, because it's a Vacation Bible School, and you only have about 2 hours for a vacation program. We only cover about 5 of the lesson questions, Bible lesson questions.
But there's more,
uh-huh. Yes. So you could drag it out all week and just do one country, and you could, sky's the limit.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking either like a Sabbath school, Sunday school it's a 2 hours, so they would do 1 hour this week, maybe mm-hmm. then they could do one. It's 5, well then that's 10 weeks right there.
Yes.
And that's what I was thinking, you could use this for more than just a vacation.
That's
Bible
right,
school.
You can.
And the exciting thing is that people are already using it. I write the scripts for many of the promotionals, public service announcements, and I have seen Flight 360 as some of the offerings. So
mm-hmm. This is a new program.
Yes, it's a new program. It was released in April of last year. Mm-hmm. So we had churches use it last year, mm-hmm. but most have usually decide in January what they're going to do the following right. year or at the end of the VBS. So this year we have lots of churches using it, and it's a program that all denominations can mm-hmm. use. It's very fun. The adults love it just as much, mm. or maybe more than the children do, because they get to dress up like pilots and TSA and airline stewardess.
Well, very good. Melissa, at the end of the program, you usually let our guests talk about their ministry, kind of summarize how to get a hold of you. And you've talked about these resources, but maybe you can run through those quickly and all the things that they want to go to. It is written.shop.
Okay.
Well, and if somebody wants to get a hold of you personally, I mean, how the same thing, they're going to go to the contact. How do people get a hold
of
you?
So if you want to contact me, probably the best way to do it is go to myplacewithjesus.com. There's a little contact me button, and you can type in there, and I will get that. If you wanted to, you could probably even get me at flight316.fun. If you want to learn about the Vacation Bible School, go to flight316.fun. If you want to learn about Buried Treasure, which is a program that is like a Vacation Bible School on steroids, you can go to buriedtreasure.fun. And in both of all of these websites, you can contact me. So we talked about myplacewithjesus.com. That's where you can get stories. You can do Bible studies online. You can go to and do the journey through the Bible. And there's all kinds of other resources that you can get there, myplacewithjesus.com.
And somebody knows that it is written, so they could also go to the It Is Written.
They could go to the, yes. If you wanted to purchase any of these resources that I've talked to about, Journey Through the Bible is free, so that you go to myplacewithjesus.com for that. But if you wanted to purchase any of our other resources, like the Bible or lessons mm-hmm. or programs or Bible marking labels, you go to itiswritten.shop mm-hmm. and you can search for those there.
Okay.
Well Jelaine, the people have to listen to this on the archives at str.fm.
Yes.
At audio archives and hear all of these things all over again. But for this week, that concludes our report on location with Jelaine Venner and Tom Majeure at the Michigan Camp Meeting. God bless. Until next time. Bye now.
Bye, folks.